I love you. God, I love you. I need you. We need you. Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for this word. Lord, we are training for reigning. We're going after you, Lord, wholeheartedly. God, we see that there is a messed up world out there, man, and that needs you. God, I want to be ready. I want to be ready for when you say go, go, I can go. I'm ready to go. Father, when you say speak, I can speak, and I'm ready. I'm charged. I'm loaded, locked and loaded to do what you've called me to do, to preach, to sing, to play, to whatever you are desiring for me to do, I'm in it, Father. And I thank you for it. I thank you for your word tonight. Lord, I thank you for that you would just speak and you do you, God. Holy Spirit, just come in and have your way. God, you've given me some notes and some scriptures, but God, I want you to speak, and I want you to do your thing. Move me out of the way, Father. Lord, I love you. I pray for the ears that are here tonight to hearing this word. Lord, that everyone that is online watching this or listening to this, that's going to listen to this later, Lord, I lift up their ears to hear your word, Father. That they wouldn't hear Brandon, that they would hear you, Father. But that you would speak to them. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Garen said I'm kind of feel like I'm amped up. This is my coffee. I'm amped up tonight because I'm excited. Because there is an enemy right now that is out roaring like a lion. Come on, that is attacking our families. That's attacking our kids. That's attacking our communities. That's attacking our church relationships. Come on. It's attacking and doing everything he can to destroy what God is doing in our lives. But we know who we serve. And it just gets me excited knowing that we are stirring some stuff up. It gets me excited because it tells me that we are definitely doing something right. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. Is it raining out there? Sorry, I'm just like completely distracted right now. So, I mean, that's like, okay, I got really distracted. Squirrel! Sorry for everybody that's listening. It gets me excited because I know that tells me that we are on the right track. We're doing things right because the enemy is taking notice and he's fighting like tooth and nail to get our kids because he sees the God that's in our homes. He's fighting in our marriage because he sees the God that's happening, the God that's in our homes that we're bringing into the homes. Come on, amen. He's fighting against our churches as a whole because he sees the unity that's trying to happen. Come on, that's happening. He's seeing the peace that's trying to happen. Come on, the move of God that's trying to happen. That is happening. He sees it, so he's fighting. And it gets me more amped up with this series that I'm in to train and be ready for it. To be fully equipped to do what God has called us to do. Last week, we really hammered on the first part of training. We talked about it. That the reason why we train, one of the aspects is to be ready in season and out of season, right? To be ready to do what God has called us to do. To be ready for it. What training is, it is us changing some things up for something. It's us focusing on a certain aspect, okay, and getting prepared to accomplish something. That's what training is. Now, see, the thing is training means we have to change something. We have to do something. That's what we talked about is if we live and we do the same old, that's all we're going to expect is the same old. We have to change some things up. We've got to do some things that are different. If we watch TV the same amount of hours and we play on our phones the same amount of hours and we do nothing different, how are we going to expect to change anything in our lives? Come on. If I keep on eating the same way I keep on eating, come on. Hallelujah. Okay? I'm not going to look like the rock. Come on. You know, last week, I asked this question. I challenged you guys to this, that to go home and ask the Lord an area in your life to change, to work on it, and just see what the Lord says. And my prayer is that the Lord did show you some stuff. But see, the thing is that we need to understand, we need to know those areas in our lives that need to be worked on. We need to see that. We need to understand that. Tonight, what I want to do is I want to talk about the four. Training four. Training four. So my message tonight is entitled, You Need to Know the Four. F-O-R. Training four. You know, so many times when we get excited about things, and we get amped up about certain areas of our lives with ministry, it almost is kind of like when you walk into a gym. Have you ever done this? You walk into a gym for the first time. I remember this, okay? If it may have been a long time ago, all right. All right, Brother John, I know you got your own gym, but I know you've walked into the gym at some point in your life for the first time, and you're like, what is going on here? If you ever walk in, because you walk into the gym and you have all these pieces of machinery all over the place. And really the only thing you actually recognize is the treadmill. Okay? Because you see some dumbbells, okay, you kind of get that gist of what's happening there. But you understand the concept of a treadmill, but you ain't got no clue of anything else. So what happens is as we walk into the church and we get excited about certain things that we want to get fit. We want to get spiritually sound. But we walk in and we have no idea what's going on. We're just kind of it's overwhelming. And it happens. Amen. We desire to start into a ministry area, but we have no idea where to go, what to happen, what's going on. We want to get fit. We desire to be active. Come on. But you get overwhelmed because there's so much. Where do I really begin? And today I want to talk about getting to that understanding of understanding the four part. Understanding training for. What are we training for? Getting more specific. Okay? So today I want to talk about four steps for the four. Four steps for the four. If you're writing notes, write that down. I want to encourage you to take some notes and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you and work with you in this series. Go back and review those notes. Chew on them. I'm going to stumble around and I'm going to talk about whatever, but let the Holy Spirit really do some stuff in you. Amen. Take some notes. All right. Don't trust your brain. I learned that a long time ago. I don't trust my brain to remember things. I have to write it down. Okay. Four steps, F-O-U-R, four steps for the four, F-O-R, four steps for the four. First step for the four is this. When you've got to understand, you've got to have a vision. You've got to have a vision. See, we can walk into a gym, but if we don't know what we're trying to really achieve, we can go all over the place. You've got to really know a direction of what you're trying to achieve when you walk in. Amen. And so let me give you guys Habakkuk 2, chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. I want you to write that down. If you want to go open to your Bibles, go there. I want you to read this scripture. I want to read this. Habakkuk chapter 2. We'll read verse 2 and 3. Brother John actually sent this out this week. That's powerful. Right on. I love the what we talked about last week was Hebrews chapter 5 with verse 11. It says, look, so the reason why you hadn't been teaching yet because you're not listening. Because you're not understanding. You're not paying attention to things. I don't want us to be circling around things. I don't want to be circling around 5 years from now. I want to see you, come on, I want to see this body diving into direction, diving into the gifts that God has called you to be in and do and be active in. Amen. I don't want you to walk 5 years from now and be like, and still in the same place that you are right now. I don't want to be in the same place I'm in right now. He says that the reason why you're not getting this, and this is what we talked about last week, the reason why you're not getting this, in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11, he says, the reason you're not getting this is because you're not listening. You're not grabbing a hold of it because you're not listening. You're not understanding it because you're not paying attention to it. So, the thing is we need to understand, we need to grab a hold of this. Okay, ready? Let's read this back at chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Understanding the four. The first step is this. To understanding that four. Understanding why we're doing this and helping you grab our brains wrapping around the four. Why we're doing this and how to find that four. Is this, it says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet to for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for, because it will surely come, and it will not tarry. I want to go back to the verse 2. It says, the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on the tablets, that he may run that readeth it. That he may run after. That we got something to actually go after. So we write that vision so that way when we walk into the gym, we kind of understand what we're trying to go after. Now, here's the thing. Here's what I want to teach on this. This is what I want to help you out. How do we get that vision? How do we get that stirred up in our hearts? Well, let me give you, I'm going to point you in this direction. The Holy Spirit is always speaking to us, but we're not always listening. Okay? Holy Spirit's always giving us direction, but we're not always paying attention because we get caught up with life and we get caught up with things. I spent several years at CF&I studying and diving into the Word, and one of the most impactful things that I learned, and it was just getting in before the Lord, was getting on my knees before the Lord with a notepad and just begin to write. That was probably one of the most impactful things that whole time. I've got notebooks full of just things that the Holy Spirit was just laying in my heart. See, the thing is when we begin to, so here's what I want to encourage you in this, okay? Is, it says, write the vision. Okay, begin to write. Begin to write. If we're not writing, okay, we're not listening. Okay, listen. When we begin to write this, when we begin to write on this notepad, okay, now listen. When we begin to write on this notepad, what happens is this, and we're tuning out everything. I love doing this on nights of worship. I love doing this in my time of just getting before the Lord. Just start writing things. Just start telling God how good He is. And begin to write on there your heart. And what's going to happen is when you begin to write, things are going to start coming out of your heart. Areas that you feel like, I need to work on this area. This is what I'm feeling, the direction of where you're wanting me to go. And you begin to write. I'm telling you, the Lord downloads these incredible things to your heart. So what happens is 5 minutes in, you've got 2-3 pages full of just writing. And you can look back at that and you can see this incredible pattern that's happening. You see some areas that God's wanting you to work on. You begin to see a vision that God's been, passions that God's been put on your heart. So you want a vision. You want to, if you're not really sure where your God's wanting you to go, write it down. Write it down. Even if you know where it's going, you want to feel like to go, still, get before the Lord. Write it down, because what's going to happen is the Lord's going to download things in your heart. And He's going to begin to show you things that you need to work on and develop you in. Amen. I'm telling you, I go back and look at my notes, man, from years ago, and I'm like, woo, Lord, Lord, you are really working with me in that area. You are really trying to develop something in me in that area. He says, write it down and make it plain. I feel like I was reading that and I saw that make it plain part, and I feel like, you know, we can read the word, okay? And we can read and we can hear, we can see other people talking about visions and stuff. But the thing is making it plain in my heart when I saw that is Holy Spirit saying he's wanting you to write it down. You to write stuff down, because it's like when you're reading your own writing, you can see that heart of what's going on. You can see the vision that's happening there. People laugh about my handwriting is because I know my handwriting and it's Spanish, Spanglish, okay? I can read it. Okay, it's plain to me. It may not be plain to you, but it's plain to me. Write down in your words. Get before the Lord. Write down the visions. Write down what's on your heart. Write it down and make it plain. Because what happens, I promise you, what happens when you do this, you begin to see a pattern of where God's wanting to take you. Because we start tuning in, we're zoning in to what is happening right here. The Lord's just speaking to us. God's downloading incredible things to us. I'm going to get some notebooks for tonight and hand them out and put on there a book of provisions. Book for direction. Okay? I may try to have some tablets next week. This is important that we're writing these things down and letting this. What's happened is when we, I'm having a hard time explaining this. Something happens when we're able to just tune out everything that's going on in our lives and focus in on this. We can pray and we can do things, but if you have a hard time focusing like I do sometimes, I have to write things down. And when I begin to write it down, make it plain, write the vision and make it plain, you begin to write and the Holy Spirit just downloads incredible things. I've got pages and pages of notes on every single sermon I ever do. I've got pages and pages and pages of notes. I feel like the Lord just downloading incredible things and just typing away. And when it comes down to it, it's a whole lot less. We got to write those visions down. Because we need to understand what the four part is. Why are we doing this? Why are we training? You know, if you go into a gym, you need to understand what you're trying to go after. That's what Tina was even telling me this last week. You can't just go at this thing aimlessly. Zero in on what you're trying to go after. And when the church, I'm telling you, we go in circles so fast because we're not zeroing in on what God's wanting to really lead us in. We focus on all these other things, but God's wanting you to try to focus on this. Zero in on this area of ministry. Zero in this area of your life. Develop this area. Train in this area. Amen? So that's the first thing. First step is write the vision. Write it down. Get to writing. Okay? Second thing is once we kind of get a hold of that vision, and we start seeing, and God begins to paint a picture of where we're needing to change and develop, okay? We need to learn to ask for help. Ask for help. I remember going into this gym for the first time. I had no clue what was going on. As I began to work and I began to figure out, okay, the reason why I want to do this is I want to get healthy. I want to get fit. I want to be, I want to be healthy for my family. But I'm trying to do all these things and trying to work out. I'm not seeing anything happening. I'm not really sore. I'm not feeling effective. My workouts, my time of training is just kind of scattered. So I asked for help. Now I've shared this testimony a little bit in the past, but I'm gonna share it again because I love the story. I had to ask for help because I needed to know direction of where to go, how to do this, and achieve what I'm wanting to go after. So I hire a trainer. First time experiencing a trainer. And they said the only available trainer is this. It's a lady. Okay, whatever. And so she comes out, and one of the first things she starts asking me is, what are you wanting to go after? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to achieve? What's your goal? First question. So then she starts telling me all these ugly things about my diet. I'm like, you've got to change some things. So when I asked the question, she began to tell me some things that I needed to work on. Because she started to zero in on what I needed to achieve. So she started zeroing in some areas that would help me achieve that goal. Okay? We got to learn to ask questions. So when I asked her, she showed me and she started telling me these ugly things, these horrible things that I needed to change. You're right. The thing was, so she's telling me all these things. Now, let's read some scripture real quick. Proverbs 12, 15. Somebody go there. Read that one for us. Proverbs 12, 15. We're talking about getting wisdom. Seeking some wisdom here. That's what does the word of God say about this one? Who's got it? Proverbs 12, 15. Get some training. That's step two. Get some training. What? Proverbs 12, 15. Who's got it? Go ahead, brother. Who heeds counsel? Come on, get some wisdom. Amen. What about Proverbs 19:20? Listen to some counseling. Come on, okay. Proverbs 4 and 6 through 7. 6 and 7. Proverbs 6. Proverbs 4. 6 and 7. Come on, Pastor. Loud and clear. Some wisdom. See, once we start getting narrowing in on what we're desiring, even though it may be broad, okay, I need to get fit. Okay, I want to get more into missions. I want to get more into outreach. I desire to be more in the mission field. I desire to preach. I desire to sing. I desire to begin. You've been drawing out a plan, a vision that God's been downloading into you. Okay? Now, get some wisdom in you. Seek some wisdom. You're going to find out when you begin to seek wisdom, you're going to hear some ugly things that you need to work on, that you need to change. Come on. So second thing is get training, get some wisdom. Read books. Dive into the area of ministry that God's calling you. You know, I think about this part here, and the whole thing about training is making moves, maturing in our faith. I've seen a lot of churches that has decent numbers, but man, you start looking in at all, inside of the ministry, and you see so much. Just it's everybody's infants. Because the pastor, all he's doing is preaching milk. Come on. Listen, when we begin to seek God's face, we need to be ready for some meat. Because meat is where we get that protein to really develop and where God is wanting us to go. But that meat, sometimes it hurts. Kind of like where Hebrews chapter 5 talks about, they go, you should have been this, but you're not because you haven't been listening. You haven't been really... I could go over here, but you know what? Let me stop this because you haven't been listening. You're just a baby Christian because you haven't been doing, you haven't been, you've been just playing patty cake. But those that who have been training, like we talked about, verse 14, okay? Those who have been training, those are the ones that can discern good and evil. That can really discern and see evil for evil. That can see those enemies' tactics. Amen. So we have to understand, man, when we get wisdom, when we go after this, when we're really training, get ready to change some things up. And it's going to hurt. It's going to suck. Sorry. Sometimes it does. It's painful. It is painful. It really is. Sometimes we need to be told, hey, straighten up. Hey, shut your mouth. Hey, learn. Hey, let's pray for this. Let's do this. Let's do things differently. We've got to learn as a church to handle situations correctly. We've got a situation right now, Dad's going to share in just a few minutes, that we need to learn. We've got to handle it with wisdom. We've got to handle it correctly. Because, listen, it's the same thing when we see some stupid stuff on Facebook. That righteous indignation. Oh. You want to respond. The nerve. We need to learn to handle things with a maturity. And when we're actually diving into training and developing our faith and developing the skills that God has called us to, I'm telling you, He's going to reveal things in us that aren't pretty, that we need to work on. When you're writing down those plans, those visions, and those notebooks, I'm telling you, I want to encourage you to be blunt, to be ugly with it, man. Let God just speak those things that I need to work on this. I need to work on this. I feel like this is an area that, man, I really need to develop in. I really need to stop this. I really need to stop looking at this. I really need to, and you get really blunt with the Lord, with yourself and the Lord. Because what happens is when we're writing down those visions and writing down our hearts before the Lord, God's going to show you some stuff that we need to change. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. You know, one of the biggest enemies in the church right now is compromise. And we're seeing it all over. We need to be, as the church, to recognize evil for evil and be able to correctly handle the situation. Handling it with a maturity. Come on. Because maturity, when we handle things maturely, it can actually cause change. Because when we handle things immature, come on, because we've been so coddled and so in liking our little milk over here, if we react with trying to, I'm going to change this person, you're going to come at this person and you're not going to change nothing because you're coming at this with an immaturity. Come on, I told you we're going to talk Wednesday night. We got to learn to be able to handle situations. How we get there is we train. We develop our walk with the Lord. We ask God, what can I change in me? We seek counsel. We listen to the word that's being preached on Sundays. We listen to the word that's being preached on Wednesdays. Come on. We get some books. We get some books. Come on. Open up a book. Let it just, man, I'm telling you, I love finding a good book and just getting all up in it. Stephen Furtick, you want a good author? Read his books. What's his, Francis Chan, man, Crazy Love. I love that book. That is an amazing book. Talking about just having this crazy love for Jesus. What's another one that you listen to, you read a lot? What's your name? Bevere. John and Lisa Bevere. Both of them have incredible books. Train. Develop. Ask for help. Step three. I'm halfway through, Pastor. I'm going longer than I did last week. Hallelujah. Y'all still good? Y'all still with me? Okay, great. All right, so first thing is finding that four. We're talking about four steps for the four. First step is write the vision. Write it down. Okay? get before the Lord, write it out, okay? Step two, ask for help. Now that you got your direction, ask for help. Get some wisdom, okay? The third one, it's a big one. Y'all ready for it? Listen to the wisdom. Listen to the wisdom. Because all we hear it, oh, I hear you, but you ain't listening. Come on. I got that problem. I'm serious. My coworker hates it. I know he does. He'll just be jabbering on, and I don't understand. I'm not paying attention. I hear it, but I ain't listening. And so I'm like, I have to stop. I say, I'm sorry. I was hearing you, but I wasn't listening. I learned a long time ago to stop everything I'm doing with my wife. I really do try my hardest to listen. Listen. Just, I'll be listening on my phone. Amber talking, like, yes? Yes, dear. Working on that. I'm working on it, okay? But listen. Listen to what those instructions are saying to you. And those instructions, I'm telling you, can be hard. That lady, she told me a whole lot of ugly stuff that I did not want to hear. She told me I was going to have to work really hard. I was really going to have to change some things up. I really had to cut out some bluebell. Now, that was about 20 years ago, and you can see I really hadn't cut that part out. I'm still working on it. Hallelujah! But you got to change some things up. You can't keep on doing the same old things and expect something to actually change. She said, you got to actually cut out some of that junk food. You know, sometimes we got to learn to cut out some of that junk that we've been listening to, we've been watching, and putting in front of our faces. Come on, amen. We've got to start learning to listen and really grab a hold of what is being taught. We got to really grab a hold of what the Word of God is saying when we read it. Come on, not just glancing at it just to say we read it and feel good about ourselves. Come on, not to preach. Come on, read it and actually listen to it. Grab a hold of what that Word is saying. Grab a hold of what the message is saying on Sunday. I talked about that a few weeks ago by sitting in that message. Get in it. Listen to what the training, when you're diving into those areas of ministry, grab a hold of it. And actually do it. Hallelujah. Amen. We go back to Luke, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11. I love that. I love that scripture, man. When I read that the other day, I fell in love with that thing. It was like just a slap in the face. The reason why you ain't where you at, you're not listening. The reason why you're not where you want to be is you ain't listening. The reason why you still plain church is because you're not listening, not really. You're so busy and enjoying this little milk, you're not listening to the solid food. Come on, amen. Number four. So we got step one, write the vision. Step two, ask for help. That's right. Step three, listen to that wisdom. Come on, tune our ears. I constantly pray over my ears. I constantly pray over your ears when we're preaching. Talk about I pray over your ears on Sundays. Your ears will hear the word. You really listen to that word. So it will develop and do what it does in our lives. But listening also means that we actually got to walk it out and do what we're listening to. Amen. Look up scripture about listening. There's hundreds of them. You can do a whole message just on listening, okay? I'm sure I have somewhere. All right, listen. And the fourth thing is this. Be humble. Be humble. Let me tell you my experience with this lady, okay? I've shared it before, but it's so funny because it's incredible. I always think about it. So I get in with this trainer. She's 4 foot nothing, okay? And she says she's a bodybuilder, but she doesn't look like a bodybuilder. She's looks like he's a fit 40-something-year-old, okay? And I am in my 20s. I'm a big guy. I'm tall. I'm 6'3". So she begins to tell me all these ugly things. And I'm like, okay. Okay. So she starts telling me, she starts directing me, okay, we discussed the vision of what I'm going at. We figured that part out. Then she starts telling me the things I need to, I'm seeking her wisdom, so she gives me some counsel, some things I need to change in my life that I need to work on. Okay? Then the humility part has to take place. Actually listening to what is being taught and giving instructions to. Now, I've shared this again, but it's so funny because it really was a humbling experience. So, she tells me this. She starts pointing out these different workouts, okay? And I've shared this a couple times. I still love it. Okay. All right. Okay. So she starts telling me all these different workouts. She starts, okay, you need some cardio. What we're going to do is we're going to do lighter weights, heavier, a lot more reps, okay? Because we're looking at, we're going in the direction of losing some weight. We're not bulking. If you're wanting to bulk, that's a different workout. That's a different style. There's different specifics that you need work on. So we're going to work on this area. Come on, we need to train in this area. We need to develop cardio. We're going to do some lighter workout, lighter weights, hit more reps. Cool. No problem. Okay, so we go through some machines. I get some cardio done. About 5 minutes in, I'm just already drenched in sweat. And so she's showing me all these machines and stuff, and it's all just Chinese at this point still. But then we start walking to the dumbbells. Now, I get excited about dumbbells because that's where all the big guys work out. That's where the Johns work out. Okay, that's where the Bryans work out. Okay, this is where the big dogs work out. So I'm like, yes, now I've been piddle-paddling on these little machines. It's time to really work out, Michelle. It's really time to get in it. You know, I'm get in it. So she begins to, she points me to this dumbbell that she wants me to start on, Michelle. She picks this dumbbell that is, I would say, moderate weight. And I'm thinking, okay, that's, you know, all right. So I get this weight, and she says, no. I start doing it a couple times. She goes, no, that's too much. What do you mean that's too much? I can handle this. This is a manly size. This is okay. You know, I can't remember what size. It may have been a 20 pounder. I don't know. And that's decent, okay? And so I'm working out. She goes, okay, no, that's too much. Let's put down. Let's go down a size. Okay. So I get this 15-pounder, and she goes, okay, now do 20 on each arm. So I'm getting these done. I'm like, okay, whatever. I get done. Put them down. She goes, okay, fantastic. How'd that feel? I said, well, it felt like a 15-pounder. I'm like, yeah, I want to work out. So she goes, that'd be great. So then she goes, why don't we do another 12? Okay. Why would we do 12? Because we just did the 15s. That's a small size. She goes, okay, whatever. Okay, I'm listening. This is stupid. I'm listening. I do the 15. Okay, I do the 12. And about, getting into about after 15, I'm like, okay, I put that down. And she says, how'd that feel? I was like, I kind of felt that at the end. She goes, okay, great. Go ahead and go down a size. Guys over there. That's some big guys over there. I'm a little stupid. So she said, you know, okay. I'm listening. So then I go down to these tens, and I get into about five of these tens, and I'm like, I get about halfway, and I start making that face. Yeah. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I get done. I'm like, okay, we're done. She goes, no, let's go down to the fives. I'm not going to do the fives. That is retarded. Look how big I am. I'm not going to do the fives. She goes, do the fives. I don't want to do the fives. Do the fives. Dude, I mean, after about two of them, I was like, picture this big old fella in the gym with his little bitty dumbbells. little bitty things. I am straining. Listen, and if you ever work, I know this is TMI, but if you ever work out and you're really, really straining, you got gas moving around. And so I'm really concentrating because I got this young lady over here and I don't want to, okay? And so I'm focused. It is horrible. And so I'm just fighting to get these little bitty dumbbells done. I am fighting. I promise you, I'll never forget it. It was the most humiliating thing I have ever done. I get done, and I'm like, okay, are we done? And she goes, yes, we're done. Okay, fantastic. Well, but then she goes, she has the gall. She has the gall. She tells me, she goes, now, you probably should take some Tylenol when we finish here. Girl, those are 5 pounds dumbbells. Of course, I'm just drenched at this point. She goes, you probably should take some Tylenol this afternoon. Probably should take some Tylenol this evening. Probably maybe even the middle of the night. Probably some more in the morning. Probably should really hammer in some Tylenol. I'm like, girl, you just, okay, whatever. I'm a big guy. I can handle it. I promise you. It's like my arms were so sore and tight. I would relax my arms like this because my muscles were so just locked up. It hurts so bad. You talk about taking a piece of humble pie. I think about this and I think about us really developing our faith. You know, when the Lord asks us to do some things in our lives and we start actually listening and really trying to walk some things out, some things really do feel way below us. When God calls us and says, hey, I need you to go sweep. I need you to go and do this. I need you to just go open the door for people. I need you to do whatever. Something that you feel like maybe is below you or whatever nonsense. Okay? But I'm serious because people are like that. They're out there, man. They're people that, when we talk about those Christians that are walking around like that, we talked about them last week. Okay? That will just blow over the first thing. Ask them to do something humble. Ask them to go and vacuum a little bit. Come on. Listen, we've got to be humble. Because when the Lord says go, whatever that go is, it's for a purpose. It's for a reason. You know, you don't just out of nowhere, all of a sudden, the past, God is not just going to all of a sudden hand you a keys. Here you go, pastor. Here, be the pastor of New Life. I know you have no experience. You haven't really been in church very long. Okay? But I want you to go and pastor something. See, what happens is God's going to be, has been working with him. See, you served for a long time in a church, and God developed you and worked with you. Now, when God told you and handed you some keys, then you were all kinds of nervous. See, the thing is we got to be ready for what God calls us to do. We've got to train. We got to prepare. We got to prepare. So when God calls you, John, and God calls you to preach a message, you need to be ready to share the whatever's on you, whatever God's been giving you on your heart. Same thing with you, Garen. Same with you, Brother Wallace. We got to be ready. We got to be ready. And how we do that is we train. We write the vision down. We figure out that four part. We figure out why we are doing this and zero in those areas. We ask for some help. We get some wisdom. Come on. We find books in those areas of ministry. If you're developing a business, man, I'm telling you, T.D. Jakes has a fantastic book about business. It's awesome. I read it. It was powerful. It's an awesome book. You have a problem with your brain going 90 miles an hour and all the negative talk in your brain, you're not really sure you want to fix that area? And Stephen Furtick has an incredible book. Crush the Chatterbox, I think it was. Powerful book. Seek help. Get some wisdom. Get some knowledge in those areas. If you're feeling that God's calling you to preach, find somebody that preaches. Start taking some notes. Pay attention to how Dad preaches. I always love listening to Dad. I love listening to the dynamics of him, how he preaches. I love to watch his demeanor when he preaches. It's not just listening to what he's saying. I'm listening, but I'm watching. I'm observing because I want to be like him when I grow up. Come on. I listen to other pastors and preachers to develop my ability and the gift that God's given me to share the gospel, to speak. So I want to develop that. So I am constantly listening, growing, and wanting wisdom. So if God's calling you to the outreach ministry, God's calling you to singing more, to what men's ministry, seek wisdom in those areas. Let God teach you and show you and develop you. Write down what you're feeling, what you're seeing in your heart. Write down the vision and then go after that vision. Go after those steps. Find out the four. Amen? Come on. We go after them. We write down the vision. Seek wisdom. We listen to it and then humble ourselves and actually walk it out. Jesus came to serve, not to be served. And we got to have that mentality. There's so much scripture. I had a lot of other scriptures in there about humility. Look them up. Look up the scripture to being humble. There's so much out there. So many scriptures. Training. Guys, I'm telling you, I don't want to be a part of a church that is all about sipping on milk. I want a church, man, that is all about solid food. Because when we're all about solid food and we're all about maturing in Christ, that's when we see growth. Come on, amen. And I want to see growth. I see this church growing. I see this church full. Amen. Come on, I sprayed some extra parking spaces. Me and John and Faye were out there. Brother Charlie, we're all talking about having some extra, adding more parking spaces back there and how to do it at that back stretch over there to handle more parking. Preparing for growth. But in that preparation, come on, is training. We've got to develop this. I want to see this church grow. I want to see you active more in being used by God in your gifts. I want to see you being active. I want to hear more testimonies. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, we love you. Thank you for your word tonight, God. Lord, we're going after the four. Training four. The vision, the passion, the gifts that you've given us. God, I pray that this word resonates in hearts of everyone that hears it. Father, that you would do your work with it. I may stumble around and I may just go back and forth with whatever, Lord, but I pray that your word goes forth. That your word, people hear you, Father. I love you, and I thank you for tonight. I thank you for this awesome group of people here tonight. Lord, I pray that you would develop in them, Father, visions. God, that they would go after it and would write it down even more, God. Write those visions in their hearts, Lord. Download into their hearts areas they need to change and work on, Father. Lord, that they would seek after you and wisdom, God, in those areas. And that they would listen and dive after you, Father, and be humble about it. And I thank you for it, Lord. And I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Dad, you want to share just a little bit?